All right, you're tuned in to the Black Conversion Show with your girl Brandi Grayson on 92.7 FM WMDX. We are the show where you come for local tea, politics, all the stuff that's happening with black people that we know of. Not all of it, because I can't get track of everything. Mm-hmm. I have my co-host, Cousin Clyde, in the house. I'm super excited about today, so thanks for joining us. So, Cousin Clyde, there's so much for us to catch up on and so much tea, but I just want to first start with, how are you doing?
I am doing well. You know, it's the end of the school season, and so it's just like wrapping up with the families and kids and getting ready to send them off into their summer break. So I got one more week at work.
Well, what do you do with kids? I mean, people don't, you know, what do you do?
Yeah, if you don't know, I am in performing arts, so I teach movement and dance. Mm-hmm. And so we're ending our school year programming and quickly going into our summer programming. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to really get a big break.
Okay.
But I won't be in the center as much as I was.
Well, that's good. That's good.
How have you been doing, sis?
You know me, bro. I'm just trying to hang in here. There's just been so much. So I decided to fast. So I've been fasting since Tuesday at 8 a.m.
Okay.
I mean, no, 8 p.m. So I am physically exhausted and super hungry. And the reason I chose to fast for 3 days is for clarity. Mm-hmm. Like when I need spiritual guidance and I feel like I'm out of alignment with myself, I fast. So I'm fasting for 3 days and then I'm going to fast again next week. Like intermittently, one day fast, one day off. And then I'm going to fast for 7 days.
Nice.
I feel like I need so much spiritual guidance to do like cleansing of my aura, the stuff that I'm stuck in and I'm not seeing, you know? Mm-hmm. Like you ever feel like there's parts in your life that you're not aware of, so you keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result?
Every day.
So I'm hoping this fast will help kind of clear the way. But this week has been crazy. I work for Urban Triage. For our listeners, you're listening to Black Conversion Show. I'm the CEO of Urban Triage. We're a local nonprofit in the Madison and Dane County area. We provide a lot of housing resources, transformational education. We employ about 21 people. Well, we did until the other day. So we had like 3 people quit at the same time.
Okay.
And it was okay because it's okay because what happened was it was already on the verge. And that's why I'm kind of fasting, because I allow things to fester too long.
Okay.
And whether in my management, my leadership, I need to do better, right? And in my personal relationships.
Okay.
So I just hold on to people and things when I know that they're no good.
Right.
So
anyway,
I don't know. That's the kind of week I had. And then the week before, some family members lost someone very close to them.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. And that was hard to swallow. And then one of my kids has health challenges. So I'm just like, really like, okay, God, what is you trying to say to me right now? What do you need from me? Because I'm all for it. So let me go ahead and clean my house up.
I love it.
Yeah. So that's where we're at. But you're listening to the Black Conversion Show, which is all about the local tea. So I'm going to get off my soapbox about my week, because who really cares about all that?
I do.
Well, thank you. So the one thing I do want to touch bases on is, oh my God, again, I know you guys are like, you always talk about black women, but this thing with Angel Reese in the WNBA, on June 4th, she was playing a game. What is it? What is the team? It was Sky and, oh my God, Luke, do you know?
I don't know who they were playing against, but she plays for the Chicago Sky.
Okay, so it was the Sky. She's Sky. I don't know. But I can't remember the team they were playing against. But anywho, she receives 2 technical fouls. Mm-hmm. And the technical fouls were based on her, like, the ref had called the foul. And she was like, wait a minute, ref, no, that's not. And she was saying something to the ref.
Oh.
And then she walked away and did her hands like this. You know how black people be like, we're like really expressive with our hands.
And got attacked.
And she got 2 technicals that night. And then she got thrown from the game. And then the WNBA turned around and said, we're going to rescind one of the technical fouls.
But the game is over.
It's over, and they removed her from the game. But they were losing anyway. So I don't know if her being removed, if they would have won.
Right.
However, I do know that the technical foul was called, from my perspective, because of her attitude.
Okay.
So I'm wondering, like, what's your thoughts on black women, black men, and their attitudes, and how it's seen differently inside different systems, whether it's the NBA, nonprofit, or local government?
Well, first of all, the WNBA, I like watching it because it's feisty.
Yeah.
They be pushing and it be really getting
but
crazy.
But we haven't always watched it either. Now just becoming popular.
Because we like drama.
We
right?
do.
It's getting dramafied, mm-hmm. so we like mm-hmm. drama and we're over there. Of course, in society, we want women not to get loud. We want women not to.
But that's the only reason we're watching the game right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah,
because
yeah.
the players are now being loud, being like mm-hmm. egotistical in the sense like men are. Like they're, you know, like they're really.
In their own right.
In their own right.
Yeah. yeah. And the two techs, I guess, that's, I mean, you see that in NBA too, right? Like no players is exempt from tech.
No.
Everyone knows the black and white stripes. You got to just.
I know, but they just treat us differently.
Really?
What? Boy, yeah. don't play with me.
So wait, you think that the players in the WNBA are treated different than the NBA?
No, I'm saying the women that play for WNBA, depending on their intersection,
okay,
is
okay.
treated differently.
Yeah, and she's been treated unfairly probably since college.
Like, you think so?
People's been following her her playing for a while, and it's always like, if this player does it, they don't get in trouble. But right. if she does it, it's all
Why
over.
Is that then? That's what I'm saying.
It's
Why
a sister with it? Long hair. She ain't got nappy hair. She got long hair, right?
Boy,
and
bad.
And she's bad class. She's very vocal, right? She gets right on
she
the internet
do.
Right after the game.
She do.
Outside of the press release.
Yeah.
And I don't think
And
that
she
they
don't
want...
speak when she's supposed to either. You know she got fined $1,000 for not speaking to the media after the last game. I don't know if it was the last game or the game before, but she got fined $1,000.
So if you don't listen to us and you don't follow us, we're going to find different ways to let
to
you
punish
know we're
you.
In control. Yeah.
And where is that also mimicked? In our life.
Community, government.
Everywhere.
Everywhere, right? Grants.
Right. Get in line.
Yeah, yeah.
Get in line. I am the master of you.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I think she's doing a beautiful job of, like she said in one of her press releases, was that women have made history in the WNBA.
Yes.
And
yes.
I will make history in my time. You will hear my name 20 years and 30 years from now.
Period.
And I love the fact that she's creating her own lane, right?
Period.
She's not following behind who was before her or who's even on the side of her. It's like, if I'm going to be the one to talk my mess, say no to interviews, and then go on my own interviews and get my views up to get my YouTube checks, then that's what I'm going to do. It's working with this new generation that society has to get used to.
Well, and can we just honor this new warrior energy that people don't give a F. They don't give a F about staying in the boxes, being, you know, socially acceptable, which is that's my thing. You know, that's the kind of box I'm in sometimes. But I also lose my voice sometimes because of the politics in local government and local politics.
Yeah.
So I think what was awesome for me is to watch some of her videos. And she's like, look, y'all watching WNBA because of me. Let's not trip.
Yeah.
Let's not lie here.
Y'all
right?
over here because
so,
of me.
Right. Yeah. So tune in and I'm not going to stop doing me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is her attitude. And sometimes I be wanting to say that same thing. Like, stop acting like we ain't set things on the map for other people. Made room with our voice, made room for other conversations, made room for folks to get money. Because let's just be 100.
Right.
A lot of times when the folks that's out there the loudest, right, they then try to find what we call safe people.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And to replace us.
Right.
Sometimes.
To push you in the front. Like, come on, come on.
Yeah.
But even that process within white supremacy where other people are put on the front. And just to remind you guys, you are listening to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM WMDX with my cousin Class.
Hey.
Okay, so even though like they take someone and push them up in the front and say, no, don't listen to them, listen to the other person.
Yeah.
That's you're actually benefiting from the loudmouth person.
You are.
Right? Like
you
the domino.
Because you would not have been called if that person was not loud, right?
Exactly.
Right?
So
you're boring.
You're super boring. So
we know how that goes.
So give props where props due. So we're going to give Miss Reese her props.
Yes.
And I'm not sure why the WNBA receded their second technical foul, but they did because I think they realized it was some bull crap.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get a reputation, no matter what system or business you work in, that's how people see you.
Yeah.
All
it's
the time.
Already out there publicly, right?
Right?
If you did not mention that they receded that second technical foul, I would have thought she had two fouls.
Mm-mm, nope,
I would have thought she was just a person that the referees
Yeah.
Deemed not controllable.
And the tricky part is if she gets 7, she can be suspended from a whole game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm going to send some juju out to her and tell her, like, don't let these people, you know, mess up your flow.
But we're going to follow her because if she gets 7 technical fouls, we're going to let y'all know. Like, sis.
We're going to start a petition because that's going to be so bull crap. Okay. That's what we're going
to
do.
Now you got me wanting to go watch Chicago Sky.
Okay. And while we're on the topic of black women, can we talk about Jasmine Crockett?
Ooh, we only got a little time left, but we can.
Okay. But Jasmine Crockett, she's a representative.
Texas woman from Congress.
Yeah,
a congresswoman from Texas.
Representing the
congresswoman from Texas.
U.S.
Okay.
U.S. representative, okay.
Democrat Party, right?
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, but she's been, like, snapping. And not has she just snapped on the Marjorie. I think her name is Marjorie Greene.
Yep.
But she's been snapping everywhere.
Right?
And I'm just loving the attitude.
Yeah.
I'm loving the flow. I'm loving, like, her, again, that confidence in that, no, you're not going to remove me and you're not going to silence me and I'm not going to conform to your whatever.
Political rules.
BS.
Yeah.
And can we just also acknowledge that Jasmine Crockett, Representative Jasmine Crockett also has, like, she checked somebody. I was watching it because now I'm all into, like, I don't even know what happens in the U.S.
I just want to hear her talk.
Congress.
I just like to hear her voice.
Right. I'm just watching her, just Googling her now. And she told somebody the other day, she was like, girl, I'm sure I'm more trained than you. I'm sure I've passed more bars across this country than you can even articulate. Mm-hmm. So not only is she gangster, she's intelligent.
She's educated.
What?
Okay.
My kind of sister. So we're going to take a quick break in a minute, but not right now. But when we get back.
We're going to get into it.
We're going to get into Jasmine
word
Crockett.
For word.
Yeah.
Because she said some things that, you know, it's trending right now. So we're going to get it in word for word.
Sis, come on through.
Yeah.
Come on through, sis.
And now we got a new word for Karen.
Yeah. But a new word that might be considered, like, again, homophobic.
Yeah.
Because of black, when we say things, we don't perceive it as the same way as non-black LGBTQ. So we're going to get in that too, because I don't think black people felt it was homophobic. We felt like, sis, that was how you clap back, okay? They didn't make t-shirts, slogans, websites, okay? Black people start donating to Jasmine. Like, I'm not even from Texas, girl, but you can get $5 from me, amen?
So it's almost like the bringing of the white folded
chair.
Yes,
we're going to be back, y'all. You're listening to the Black Conversion Show. You do not want to miss this tea with me and my cousin Clyde. Stupid, stepping like a toothpick. Man, I tell the truth. Your opinion is irrelevant, but I know you think I'm fine. All right, you're tuned back in with the Black Conversion Show with your girl, Brandi Grayson, the hostess with the mostess on 92.7 FM WMDX. See, I got it now. Hey, and I got in the house my co-host, my cousin Clyde.
Hey, y'all.
He brings the dynamic, the energy, and he makes me really happy.
I try.
You ain't trying. You being it.
Thank you.
Period and period. So, back to our conversation before we went on break. So prior to our break, we were talking about black women. We talked about Angel Reese and how dope she is in WNBA. And now we're on the topic of Jasmine Crockett.
Yes.
She's a U.S. representative out of Texas.
Yeah.
And the girl is bad and she's been, like, making waves. And she's been talking her stuff. And we like people who talk stuff. So what we were talking about before is how y'all, so I just want to point out that I never watch, like, the Congress, U.S. Congress sessions.
And the House representatives.
Yeah, I don't know what you call that. What do you call that, Luke, when they have their, is it a caucus? What do you call it?
This is a committee hearing.
A committee hearing, okay. So I don't watch this stuff because it's like,
it's boring.
It's really boring. You don't know what they're talking about, right? Well, me anyway. Y'all might be more informed than me.
It's not going to take me out of my job and keep me alive,
so exactly. So
I got to go to work.
Right, so I don't even watch it, but now... Every time there's a committee meeting or a hearing or anything with her, I'm trying to tune in. Mm-hmm. So let's play a clip real quick. And our folks, let's just play the clip. And I want you to hear what Jasmine Crockett, this exchange that was happening during this committee meeting that has gone viral. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead, Luke, play that little clip for us. Let us see.
Do you know what we're here for? You know we're here about
AG. I don't think you know what you're here for.
Well, you the one talking about. I
think your fake eyelashes are messing up.
No, ain't nothing.
Hold on. Listen. Order, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Luke. So, peep this. So, this lady, I think her name is Marjorie Green, says, I don't know. She's like, I don't think you know what we're here for. Because she goes left. Prior to this clip, Marjorie Green goes left.
Was already talking mess.
Well, she started asking about, is someone on that's part of the committee hired or employed someone else?
A family member or something like that. Yeah.
So, Representative Crockett was like, girl, that's not why we're here. Stay focused and get back focused. I don't think you know why we're here. And then, you know, Karen, right? We're going to call Marjorie Karen. She's like, well, I don't think you know why you're here. And then she's talking about in your fake eyelashes. Right?
I don't think you can see with your fake eyelashes on.
So everything in this committee erupts, right? Mm-hmm. They're like, chairman, get back order. We need order.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious, y'all. And then like this one, I don't think we have the clip, but this one, goodness, I wish I wrote and made a note of this U.S. Representative Congresswoman who stood up for Jasmine Crockett. It was a white lady. Yeah. She was like, baby, oh, you're not about to do that up in here.
Yeah.
And I was cracking up watching like, oh, okay, because that's the kind of white people I need on my team, okay?
Yeah.
Someone who's going to address when wrong has happened in the moment.
No matter what.
Mm-hmm. So let's hear Jasmine Crockett's clapback. Let's hear that so that we can enjoy it. Yes.
Eat it up.
Go ahead, Luke. Play.
Point of order.
Who's?
It's me.
Ms. Crockett.
They were a little
confused. I'm just curious, just to better understand your ruling. If someone on this committee then starts talking about somebody's bleach blonde, bad built, butch body, that would not be engaging in personalities, correct?
What now?
Luke, the white dude, like, who? What?
Bleach blonde. Right. Bleach blonde.
Thanks, Luke.
Bad built.
What?
Butch body.
Bleach blonde. Look, and the chairman was like, what? What was that? What?
Yeah, they had no idea what she was. They didn't even know she had a hip below the belt. They were just like, who said what? But the one to the, if you watch the clip, the one, the congressman to the right of him, messy. He was like, ugh, yeah. I was like, oh, this is messy. We're going down.
But is she? Butch.
Child, listen. And then people was on social media following Marjorie in public and saying to her with the... like, is this bleach blonde, bad built, butch body? The lady Marjorie don't know what to say.
Ooh, she didn't.
But it's...
Yeah.
America is ignorant right now, right?
Yes.
So I can't even fault either one of them, right? Because... they were both authentic.
Right.
Right? Marjorie probably feels like, with your fake lashes, you in the House of Congress. And then, of course, our girl feels like butch body, whatever. That is America. So this goes back to like what we talked about in the first segment when you said like we can't be our authentic selves in any space that we're in, especially a professional space, because the rules are not set for these type of conversations.
No, they're not. And I think for people known as Black, the joy that we get out of situations like this, the fact that she said it so effortlessly and so witty as a comeback. So as you pointed out, now people are Black people specific, Black women specifically, when they're running into Representative Green in traffic or outside or at the airport, they're literally like, oh, okay, bleach blonde, blah, 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 like you said. And I think that's where we have learned to get our power back. You know what I mean? Like, even though we know you're racist and that you're anti-Black, this is how we're going to get you.
Yeah, we're going to join you, right?
It reminds me of the incident with the white folded chairs.
Yeah, yeah. The boat outing.
Boat outing.
Yes, the famous boat outing.
Oh, my God. You're listening to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM WMDX with your girl, Brandi Grayson, and my cousin, Clyde.
Hey.
Okay. So we're just talking about Jasmine Crockett, Representative Jasmine Crockett out of Texas, and the incident that she had during a committee meeting with Representative Marjorie Green, and how amazing. We really appreciate her clapback. And how that reminded me of the boat situation.
Yeah.
When the white family, it was like a ship or something, and they were trying to tell the boat, a boat.
Operator.
Yeah, like the operator was trying to tell another boat, like a pontoon boat carrying, is a white family, like, mm-hmm. hey, you got to move because the ship has to dock. Like, you got to move out the way. Mm-hmm. And they started beating up the dude, and the dude was black. So, and he
it was like several white people beating up one black guy. Mm-hmm. But baby, what they didn't know was there's a call in nature. When we see one of us in need, baby, oh, we're coming. They was swimming. They was flying.
Oh, my God.
They was dropping out of helicopters. They was coming out of the sea. They told them people up.
Yes, they did. And when we say they, we mean black people.
Yes. And like I said, this is where America is. Mm-hmm. Back 10 years ago, it would have been like, oh, my God, this is crazy, horrible. But we was all sitting there like, yes. Yes.
And it's really about the warrior energy, right? No longer being complacent and compliant. And I know that also is the disconnect between our older generations, our elders.
What they say, we are not our ancestors.
And the younger one. Well, I'm just going to say that I stand on the backs of our ancestors. Okay? Because they started the plow. We're going to finish it, okay? And we're going to finish it in the way that we desire. But that boat incident, when we saw that black dude jump out that boat and swim, like he was an Olympic swimmer.
Yeah.
All the black people across the country was like, I told y'all black people can swim.
He swam and reached up and got on the dock. Like, and threw them hands after that, right? Because, baby, after me swimming, I would have been like, whoo.
I'd have been tired.
Is this fight over?
I'd have been tired. They but was it was fighting. Not.
So if you remember the white chair, there was a person that picked up the white chair, folded it up, and whacked somebody across the head.
Look, that became earrings. That became a whole thing. Mm-hmm. T-shirts, a saying, it trended. Just like the bleached blonde, bad built butch.
But white folks were showing up too, I ain't gonna lie.
They did show up.
They was helping too. They was helping their people too. It was like white people was joining in and black people was joining in. It was just big ruckus.
And that's what I'm talking about. Them the kind of white people I want around me. Because don't stand next to me watching nobody treat us differently. And you talking about you down. You is not my ally. Okay. Let you swing in too.
No, but they was helping their fellow people. Like
let's get back to this in a second because I was confused. Well, whatever. You listen to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM. You don't want to next mix what we got to talk about next with my cousin Clad. All right, we are back with the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM WMDX. Listening to your girl, Brandi Grayson, the hostess with the mostest, and my I don't even want to call you a co-host. It's more like a co.
Your favorite cousin.
My favorite cousin, Clyde. Okay, before break, Clyde, I was confused because you was like, the people came to save or fight, but then I thought they were fighting with the black people regarding the ship, but they were actually fighting on the white people's side. So.
Yeah, it started with like three white folks jumping on one black man, and then about five black people came to help that one black man, and then about five white folks came to help those three white people. Then it turned into like 20 white people against 20 black folks. Wasn't no cross allyship going on.
Okay, so
wasn't no helping.
I was wrong, but I'm going to encourage you, my listener, to go watch the video. And
it happened like last year, right?
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to move past that. So I also want to bring up, we were talking about Representative Jasmine Crockett and Representative Marjorie Greene, and I just want to point out that this Miss Marjorie Greene is a reflection of Trumpism. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the thing, but she
it is. They have said that in the tabloids.
Oh, okay, because she definitely is. So she is. So she is basically told the Black Caucus the other day that they worship George Floyd, and she condemns how they worship George Floyd.
Ooh.
And it's like, how do you worship a man that was murdered by a Minneapolis police officer, right? So I just want to point out that this is Green. This is Representative Green. And she's always saying some off-the-wall extremist or taking an extremist position. And what's happening right now, we might as well go into Trump. Okay. So,
but she's the one that took on that race right now during a very important time within our history of voting for the next president. If we pay attention, every time it comes down to election, someone is going to jump out there from the Republican side and spew racism to kick up some dust.
Yep.
And she was just the one this time to say, I'm going to be that person, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Because Candace They can't work with Candace no more. Candace done woke up. Why would Candace then? Baby, Candace done woke up. Candace, she want to be black now. Yeah.
How she want to be black?
She over here talking about she grew up in the church now, and she just,
look,
we're
reminds
just so
me of
amazing.
Our conversation last week where you were like, when you date outside of your race, you lose some kind of power. That's mm-hmm. the conversation we were talking about. Yeah. And then how I had said, oftentimes people date outside their race, and then they want to come back when they're 45 mm-hmm. or 50. And it's like, yeah. bro, you already... broken and traumatized. Yeah. So Candace Owen reminds me of that. Now you yeah. want to come home?
She done been on a Breakfast Club and everything.
Girl,
and
stay where you at.
Okay, we're good.
Stay over there. We good.
We're good.
Anyway, so as you guys know, I just want to transition real quick into Trump because mm-hmm. last week when we were talking about Trump, we didn't get to complete our conversation.
We did not.
Now, Trump was indicted on 34 charges, federal mm-hmm. charges of like... hiding money or lying mm-hmm. or whatever he was doing with those 34 charges.
New York State charges. Though.
New York State.
Yep.
Yes, okay, New York State charges. Mm-hmm.
His own state almost, where he runs a lot of his business, where his family is from, they got down on him.
And guess what happened next? He raised millions and millions of dollars following the indictment. And then he walked outside and he gave his fist just like Hitler and was like...
Mm-hmm. Drama, it's mess. Like, again, once again, mess wins again. People like mess as much as folks are like, that's messy and I don't get down with the mess. Woo-woo. White mm-hmm. folks love it. Black folks love
we
it.
Do.
And there, one thing about Trump, he's going to utilize it to get what he wants.
So we're about to have a president. Like, this is the thing. When last
Because he's leading in some of the people
He's going to win.
Yeah.
And I was thinking the other day, like last time he ran for office, I told everybody he was going to win
mm-hmm.
because we do like mess. We love Hollywood.
We love drama.
Like stories. We like drama. We like anything that's going to keep us,
shock us,
right? Yeah. Like it's weird. I think humans are weird.
Yeah.
And I think we're messy. That's why I often like to just be at home by myself because humans are very different.
Yeah.
From what? I don't know, but they're just different. So the one thing I wanted to address today with Trump and his campaign, he's about to be the next president convicted, right? Of
Lord.
State crimes or whatever you want to call it. I don't know the details, but who gets to run for presidency and mm-hmm. have 34 charges, indicted on 34 charges? Trump.
Yeah.
He does. And I think this is the beginning of a system falling. I feel like Babylon is falling. I feel like the U.S. government is falling. And a lot of black people are looking forward to voting for Trump.
Yeah.
Are you voting for Trump, Clyde?
I am not voting for Trump.
I might.
I'm one of those people that is like, no, that's honesty, right? I'm one of those people that is always like Democrat, Democrat, Democrat because mm-hmm. the Republican Party has always felt super racist to
me.
Yeah. But I'm on my own island now in days saying that because a lot of people are like, I'm going to vote for Trump.
And what reasons they give you?
They're giving reasons because his name was on the stimulus check, which is ironic to me. But they're giving reasons to say some black businesses are feeling that he's going to...
offer assistance and support again
to small businesses and help businesses come up, which I do think he did a great job during COVID for a lot of businesses mm-hmm. that needed relief funds and things like that.
But we just got the trickle down from it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a big business corporate dude, right? Mm-hmm. He's all about getting corporations and the folks that run these businesses more money. And then we got the trickle down and we enjoy the trickle down because we didn't get nothing before.
Yeah, but the trickle down runs out. And so we're here. He doesn't set us up for success.
Yeah.
Other black folks are also saying that his border control policies and things, they like that because it protects their neighborhoods. Because a lot of the immigrants were sent to Chicago South Side.
Yep.
And black folks had was
And we got
very
a lot of refugees here.
That. Yeah.
And locally in Madison, there was a shelter that was supposed to become a man shelter, and the city council voted it down right on the east side. And when we got all those refugees, they housed them.
Yeah.
And in that, and made it a refugee shelter. And the question for black people was, why didn't you allow that shelter to be for the homeless people that were here?
We're already here.
But you allowed it to be for a shelter for the refugees without a problem. And it passed like this.
Yeah.
When the conversation around the shelter for the people locally, it took months until it was like voted down.
Yeah.
So the policy around the border border mm-hmm. is really an important policy yeah. for Black people. And we don't talk about it because we just assume that Black people are on the side of Democrats when it comes yeah. to this border. But we're not. A lot of us are not.
Just want to be safe.
Well, that and we end up becoming the second, the third level citizen. So remember, yeah. Yeah. in the history of America, it's always been white, Black, and then other. So as the Latino and the immigrants mm-hmm. population is growing, the conversation about the Black needs and the Black families and Black education and Black resources are now going to the bottom.
Yeah.
And you can actually watch it in our local politics. You yeah. can also pay attention to the resources that's being allocated to Latinos or Latino groups or Latino or efforts or immigrants versus Black people.
Yeah.
So Black people are feeling like you're losing us, Democrats. You're losing us because mm-hmm. we built this. We built this country.
Yeah.
This country is built on the backs of Black enslaved people.
African
people,
folks.
Okay,
yeah.
who died, bled, mm-hmm. sweated.
Were and murdered,
I don't care if we're talking yeah. about the Madison Capitol. Who built that?
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. I think that's a great point, Cousin yeah. Clyde.
And so as we hear those stories mm-hmm. come from our people, we have no choice mm-hmm. but to listen because we listen to our people.
Yep.
And then you have people that just downright don't like Trump because of his outright racism.
I mean, he's racist, right? He's sexist, yeah. he's misogynist.
Yeah.
He's a lot of isms.
Yeah.
He's probably a rapist. Like, he is the extreme of what we would want out of a human being, and specifically someone who's running our country. However, I do think he represents our country. I
yeah.
think he's the what
our
is,
country. Looks like, right?
It's what we look like.
And someone I heard
yeah.
earlier today, someone referenced his campaign mm-hmm. to like when Hitler took over
yep.
his country.
Yep.
Like, they like the drama. They yep. want to see these people put in play.
Yep.
These people know how to play the game
yep.
and they're put in those offices. So
it's crazy.
You're right. He represents our country right yep. now, and this is what it looks like. The president doesn't, for me, mm-hmm. in the 36 years that I've lived here, mm-hmm. the president and what the president does not bother
affect
me.
You. Yeah, affects your
I'm
everyday
sorry
life.
To say. Yeah.
And I mean, from the macro to the micro, it doesn't, but it does impact us on the macro level.
Yeah.
And I also want to say that I don't believe the president actually is running the country. He's just a puppet.
Yeah, just a.
It's like we
like
live.
Like a CEO runs a company.
And you and yeah. the board chooses the CEO.
Yeah.
There's a board out there.
Yeah.
We, the 1%ers, whatever you want to call them, but they really are running the show, and they are leading us down the path they want us to
this
go.
This country to go
like,
in.
It's always like that. It's the social conditioning and social construct, and mm-hmm. it's fed to us through media, through sound, mm-hmm. through
because they run
everything.
All of that, right?
Everything.
They like, all work together, and they run all of that.
All
so.
The media is controlled, I think, by Luke. You know, is it like 10 people or one? You don't know. You know, Luke.
Luke run the media.
No,
he's part of the 1%ers. Yeah,
things would look a lot different if I was in charge. I don't know how many people, but there's very few corporations.
Yeah, it's like a handful.
Yeah,
there's a handful yeah. that control all of our media. And I mean, everything. So anyway, that's Trump. Black people are going to vote for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Trump is going into office. So
get ready.
Get ready.
Yeah.
He's coming back, and it's going to be a show.
It is. But you know what?
What?
I feel like we will have a bigger voice than we did the last time he was in office.
Why do you think that?
Because it's here now. We're here.
Right.
You racist, we cool with that. So give us what we need because we know you racist, right?
I'd rather deal with a racist that's
yeah.
out loud about being a racist
yeah.
than deal with racists like in Madison, Wisconsin, in our city,
yeah.
local county representatives who are not racist, supposedly,
yeah.
but everything they do is racist. And
yeah.
I think we call that COVID and versus overt versus COVID.
Mm.
Covert
mm-hmm.
racism, like where it's hidden. Madison is what I call the sunken place. It's Pleasantville. White
yeah.
people will smile at you. They will say, "Hi, I love what you're doing,
yeah.
Brandy," and go to a meeting and say, "We need to defund her because I don't like what she
yeah.
said." Kind of like
they
our girl Angie Reese.
Yeah, they
right?
do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So let me deal with a racist that's like, "I'm racist."
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
I know where I stand with you, but this stuff here is different.
Because that breaks the agenda down by
yep.
half.
Right.
I don't even need to come in here and be like, "You're amazing, da 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 da."
Let's focus on the end
yeah,
result.
Yeah, this is what I need.
Yep.
Yes or
you
no?
You racist, how can this benefit you?
Yes.
How can this benefit me? Let's stay stuck to the agenda.
Okay.
Because when the challenge with Democrats, and especially in our progressive Democrats, oh my God, we don't even want to talk about the progressives of Madison. It's so fake. It's so ugly. It's so whitewashed.
It's
so
nasty work. It's, what's the sister say? It's nasty work.
Nasty
That's nasty work.
Nasty work. I don't even want to talk about them.
Okay. Anyway. No smoke.
You're listening to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM, WMDX. Listen to Brandi Grayson and my cousin Clyde.
Hey.
Cuzzo, let's transition to something else because I'm done with
Trump. Yeah, because we can keep going. My blood pressure going up and election is coming up. They're going to have to pay us to talk about them.
We just going to talk about it because we enjoy the tea.
Okay, so do what y'all need to do.
Oh my God, look out the window. There's someone coming down the street the wrong way.
See?
We was like, see?
Yeah, y'all don't know. We in New York. We see a lot out here.
Okay, my bad. Okay, go ahead, Cousin Clyde. What are we going to transition to next?
Let's talk about the folks and...
Where?
What?
I don't know. Go ahead.
See, Brandon threw me off, but we do this, right? So, okay, they say that Trump is leading in the People's Choice. He's leading in about 5 states where it comes down to, like, their, you know, like the whole pre-election thing. So, who are we voting for?
I don't know.
Do you think he's going to win Wisconsin?
Definitely.
Did he win Wisconsin in the last election? No,
I don't
think
he did.
But it was like by the...
But Biden is like old and shrinking away in front of our eyes. Biden looks like he's about to pass out. And this is the problem. We should have had a third candidate. And I think Edward Kennedy or someone from the Kennedy family
Who's all running? Yeah.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
So RFK Jr. is running. I don't know if he's on the ballot here in Wisconsin because there's a lot of complexity into his campaign. His largest donor happens to be Trump's largest donor.
Oh, get out of here.
No, so that's crazy. Yeah,
though.
So there's a lot of folks out there saying that, well, the Trump team wants to prop up that campaign so that it can take off votes
Biden.
From Biden.
Oh, that's
so really
money.
It's all on the ballot.
Biden and Trump pretty much everywhere, and then a handful of states are going to have RFK Jr.
That's crazy. See, that's politics.
It's messy.
You got the money, you get to buy it.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's injustice. And politics ain't about justice. It's not about the well-being of people. So Trump will win from the strategy to the money investment. Even the indictment helped them. So,
And in Wisconsin, they showing their tail, right? Because we're going to talk about it when we come back.
Oh, my goodness. Your dude, our superintendent, Baraboo School District, black man.
Rainey Briggs.
Briggs.
He worked in the surrounding Madison areas for some time. He worked in elementary school. He was working with community out in Verona and some prairie.
Ooh, let's
when
talk
we get
about
back, we're gonna definitely talk
my God,
about
it's made...
how the Trumpers are trumping.
They're trumping, and it's made national news.
All over.
People are talking about it. But my thing is, like, this is how they be feeling.
Yeah.
The difference is this man did it. He did it.
And told him, you're not shaking my daughter's hand.
It's a hot mess.
Hopefully we can play the clip and I got the audio. So.
You got the audio? But we got to send it to Luke beforehand.
Okay.
Okay, but...
Y'all go look it up.
Right. Because we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the tea and what happened with Baraboo Superintendent Rainey Briggs. It's a show, okay? You're listening to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM WMDX with my co-host, my cousin Clyde.
Hey.
You don't want to miss this.
We'll be back.
All right, you tune back in with your girl, Brandi Grayson, on the Black Conversion Show. You're listening to 92.1 FM on WMDX with my co-host, Cousin Clyde.
Hello.
So we were just talking about Trumpsters and how Trumpsters are taking over and how Trump is about to win.
Yeah.
And now we also wanted to give you a little tea on the Trumpster incident in our local area in the Dane County. Is Baraboo Dane County? It is, ain't it? No.
Salt County.
Okay. Anyway, it's down the street.
Yeah.
It's like 45 minutes away from here.
Mm-hmm.
But we had an incident that occurred at a graduation. That went national. Cousin Clyde, tell us about it.
Well, a Trumpster at a Baraboo High School graduation jumped up on stage and out of, I think, several admin staff, there was one that was African-American. Mm-hmm. His name is Dr. Rainey Briggs.
Superintendent. Yes. The boss man.
Okay. The father jumped up on stage and basically pushed
with both of his hands on him
and removed him out of the lineup where his daughter was shaking the admin's hand and said, "You're not shaking my daughter's hand," in so many words.
Mm, let's listen to the audio loop real quick. Just listen to it. It's not a lot, but just listen real quick.
Mm-hmm.
They clapping like, "Yay, graduation."
Excuse me.
Where's Brendan? You see he jump on the stage? Hey, he says, that's my daughter. And he's like, man, bro, get your hands off me, bro. Mm-hmm. That's good, Luke. So when it interrupted
the entire ceremony,
the whole ceremony, and when it initially occurred, the folks, the other administrators that was standing on the stage with Dr. Rainey Briggs, Superintendent Rainey Briggs, mm-hmm. they did nothing.
Yeah,
I felt, and that's my thing, y'all. If you my ally, you my working partner, you my white,
my staff.
Look, if somebody come at me, I'm gonna need you to do something. Like, don't stand there and allow any harm to come on me. And you're supposed to be my homie.
Yeah, I felt like there was audience members that entered the stage and actually helped him.
Because the folks on the stage was like, oh my God, what's happening? Where's Brandon? What?
Yeah.
Who is Brandon?
It kind of gave, you know, corporate messiness. Like, they almost don't like him themselves.
Well, I mean.
Where they're like, good, somebody deal with him.
Well, it's Baraboo.
That happens.
Baraboo is
the same town where about 50, 60 young white men mm-hmm. stood up on their city lines and held up the Hitler.
Was that a graduation? What was that?
I feel like that was prom because they were all dressed up.
It was a school prom shoot like here at the Capitol.
Oh, at the Capitol. Like,
they came, I believe, and they were in downtown Madison when they
did it. And they probably put it in their yearbook.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. So I'm not surprised about the action. The father the father who did this to Dr. Rainey Briggs mm-hmm. said, I did it because I don't like him and I had past incidents with him. Well, I believe his daughter was, I don't know if she was expelled or something, but his daughter was considered a bully. Mm. And I think Dr. Rainey Briggs took like a hard stance against her mm-hmm. in the school.
She looked like a bully. Her curl pattern. And it just
she looked mortified in the video. She looked like I don't think she thought her dad was going to do anything like that.
She went from super happy and excited and felt accomplished to literally embarrassed, like, oh my God, where you can't do nothing because this is my dad.
Right.
So now I can't do nothing, but what do I do?
But he could have just instructed her, hey, dog. Look, don't shake
his hand. Yeah, she could easily walk past him.
And it wouldn't have been that big of a deal. I mean, you have the right.
Because that happens all the time at graduations now.
It sure do. You have the right to shake whoever hands, but what you don't have the right to do is put your hands on somebody.
Yeah.
And I think it's way beyond this whole, I just didn't like them. As always, this is what racism looks like. It looks like entitlement. It looks like you think that it's okay for you to
because
put your hands on
me. Because you're the superintendent to touch my daughter's hand.
What?
Yeah.
The caucasity of it all.
Okay.
The caucasity of it all.
And Dr. Rainey Briggs handled himself with much class because he would have been flying. You would have seen in the camera him flying back past his daughter.
I'm not healed.
Yeah.
I still got work to do.
Okay.
So sometimes I can ground myself. But when people physically touch me, I lose it. And I think it's from my trauma and growing up, like in the projects. Like
that.
You don't let people touch you.
And it's 2024. It's so many active, like violent people at ceremonies and large crowds. Mm-hmm. Everyone is on high alert. I would know. And you're right. Like, I would have thought maybe there would have been an ambush of this guy because it's like, who are you? What are you?
Are you
trying to hurt somebody here?
But Dr. Rainey Briggs has been working in these white, predominantly white school districts for a long time.
And he needs to figure that out.
Right, because he was
the
director of elementary education in Middleton Cross Plains, which also has a very high level of racist incidents in their school districts, in most of their schools. So I'm like, Dr.
Why
Briggs.
Why are you even going to apply and work in them spaces? Like, no shade. Like, I get it. You got to feed your family. And you got to do the things you got to do. But look at how they're treating you, right?
Yeah.
And why are you even in these spaces?
But I think a part of it for Black people that work in and navigate these systems is that we really desire to make a change, right? That's what I'm assumption. Mm. I don't know him like that. I haven't had a conversation with Superintendent Rainey Briggs. But I'm going to assume that his, his desire is to make change. Cousin Clyde does not agree with me. I wish y'all could see his face.
You know what? It's not necessarily I don't agree. It takes me back to our conversation last week.
Yeah.
What is the dynamics?
Yeah.
Why are you in these spaces and comfortable, right?
Yeah.
So, but I ain't going to say too much. I'm going to go do my research.
Yeah, we're going to support.
And I'm going to figure out why he is.
And we're not
going to
make him the problem in this moment. We're not going to make him the problem.
But brother, if you go sit yourself in spaces where people are racist and they have proven that, you got to be careful.
But isn't that everywhere in Madison? I feel like everywhere I go, people are looking at me funny, or there's an incident, or there's a situation, especially when you're in systems, when
that
you're navigating
systems. But the school
systems.
Districts normally is the most racist corporate.
What do you think about space, Madison School District?
The statistics tell it all. The data mm-hmm. tells it all. Black kids
What do you think about
failing.
Our new superintendent who Child. Says he identifies as black, but he's ambiguous, but I can't tell that he's black.
Me
but he
either.
Identifies as black.
What I identify is he is another person chasing a fat salary and does not know this community that well.
He's from here.
He's from here, but he came here after COVID has happened to us.
Oh, I think
right?
I saw you on Facebook
yeah,
talking about
we're
this.
A whole different type of people now, right?
Yeah.
We're a whole different type of school district. So what it gave was wherever you were at, you chose to now pick a different career path and you want to come back home. And mark my word, it's going to be even worse
I'm
than
hoping
it
was. That we have some type of positive progression
I
and
hope.
Move, whether it's baby steps or not.
But I hope that when they hired that brother.
Well, let's not talk about that okay. brother. But let's talk about how when they're I don't know, what do you say, indoctrinating superintendents and people with mm-hmm. influential positions, they go to rich white people houses. And
yeah.
then they talk about the needs of our community. And those needs in the conversation doesn't reflect the needs of the community because you're not even in the community.
You're not connected.
You're over there on Shorewood.
Yeah.
Okay, and I got some donors in Shorewood, so shout out to Shorewood, because y'all got that long money, that
okay.
old money, that money,
that
money,
don't
money.
Stop, that
okay.
setup money.
But that money also disconnects us from the needs of our community.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, that's where the separation from the black bourgeoisie occurs in the community that it should be serving. So next week, we're going to get into
gonna
it
talk
again, because
we
got to go.
We got some research
Black
to
love
do.
And education is going to be our topic next week. So don't miss it. You're tuned into Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM, WMDX with me. And my cousin Clad.
Until
See you
next
time.
Week. Peace.